from the CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, dueling decisions as states go in different directions when it comes to abortion rights. Good afternoon. I'm Amanda Starantino.
And I'm Lynn Keys. The ripple effects from the Supreme Court striking down Roe v. Wade growing at this hour. California's approach vastly different from almost two dozen states. Natalie Brand is live in Washington with the future of the abortion rights fight. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Len. And California is one of the states working to expand abortion rights and access. Along with Oregon and Washington, West Coast governors say they want to be a safe haven for all women to come to seek abortion services. But already this ruling is highlighting the extremely different approaches individual states are taking to either expanding abortion rights or severely restricting them.
D.C. police are on standby for more protests this week after Friday's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade ignited demonstrations nationwide. In Jackson, Mississippi, the city at the center of the Supreme Court case that's changed history, the abortion clinic known as the Pink House says it will provide services as long as the law allows.
We've lived so long with this privilege of being able to make this choice, and we're not ready to give it up yet.
We've always been a pro-life state, but now we get to actually live it out.
Friday's 5-4 decision by the conservative court returns the issue of abortion to individual states.
Eight states had laws that banned abortion as soon as the decision was handed down, and more states could soon follow within the next few months.
The people of Oklahoma have decided through their elected leaders, and the governor signed legislation making abortion illegal in the state of Oklahoma from the moment of conception.
Highlighting what will become a patchwork of state laws, 16 Democratic states and Washington, D.C. have laws that protect abortion rights. In Michigan, Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer is at odds with her Republican-controlled legislature.
With the current legislature that I have, there is no common ground, which is the sad thing. They've already introduced legislation to criminalize and throw nurses and doctors in jail.
According to a new CBS News poll, nearly 60% of Americans surveyed disapprove of the Supreme Court's decision, and two-thirds of women disapprove.
And Democratic leaders believe this will become a driving issue in the upcoming midterm elections, not only for congressional races, but also state and local races, since right now it's those state legislatures that have the power to make these types of decisions, Len.
And Natalie, the Supreme Court, of course, made their ruling on Friday. And as you mentioned, several states have so-called trigger laws that banned abortion rights then and there. In just the last few hours, we learned a judge in Louisiana blocked their abortion ban. What is the significance of that ruling for other states or other cases?
That's right. The significance is that these challenges, legal challenges at the state level, will continue. And as we saw just this afternoon, that Louisiana district judge blocking a trigger law after abortion providers had filed a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the trigger law, saying that the language was extremely vague and that it violated due process. Already we're seeing some state-level challenges in other places as well. So the bottom line here, these legal fights will continue, Len.
Those ripple effects that we talked about. All right, Natalie Brand, reporting live in Washington. Thank you.
A new decision by the Supreme Court lowers the bar between church and state. So today, the high court sided in favor of a Washington State high school football coach who got fired for praying at the 50-yard line after games. In the 6-3 ruling, the judges said his prayers were private speech protected by the First Amendment. The district's lawyers stand by their decision to punish the coach.
The school district here did just the right thing to respect and protect the rights of the kids and their parents.
The Supreme Court declined to hear the case in 2019. That was before the conservative majority was seated on the bench. This is their second decision in less than a week around religion in schools. Last week, the court ruled private religious schools in Maine could receive state funding. All right, now let's take a look at our forecast outside. Let's get over to First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch. Still foggy out there.
Still a little bit foggy this morning, actually, as we head into this afternoon, Amanda. That marine layer is actually starting to pull its way back, and it'll continue to do so along our coastline as we head into the afternoon. But if you just shift your angle, I mean, in San Francisco, now we're starting to see clear skies for us throughout the rest of the bay, where temperatures this morning and heading into this afternoon are changing significantly based on that relative humidity. So it's a lot drier for us in our inland areas right now. Concord already up to 78 degrees, 62 right now in San Francisco, and this is a live look just over Walnut Creek, where it is dry and it will get warm as we head into the afternoon. So like I said, that marine layer is really starting to pull its way back, but once we head into the late evening hours and by tomorrow morning, it's just like today. We're still dealing with it for the next couple days, and we'll have more on that coming up in a bit. For now, back to you.
Jessica, thank you. Stimulus payments will be coming to millions of Californians. This part of a budget deal between Governor Gavin Newsom and lawmakers. People making less than $75,000 a year will get $350, and couples who make less than $150,000 and who file taxes together will receive $700 plus another $350 if they have children. Higher earners will receive smaller payments. And a group is upset about one thing that's not in the new budget. Ann McEvay joins us live with more on that. Ann.
A call for racial justice through housing for Black communities. It is called the Bay Area Regional Black Housing Fund, and a coalition of local leaders want the state to commit $500 million. They believe it will serve as a model to address housing disparities in the state caused by generations of racial injustice, prioritizing Black developers, buyers, and renters in solutions for the state's housing crisis.
Black communities are have faced a tidal wave of displacement and severe disparities in wealth, housing stability, and health care.
No, they call it a critical investment in the state budget and say our historical budget surplus is the perfect time to make it happen. I contacted the governor's office about this and have not yet heard back. Back to you.
A suspect is hurt after a chase and shootout in Solano County. This all started when Fairfield officers tried to make a traffic stop at about 10 p.m. last night. Police say a man identified as Patrick Hall sped away and fired multiple shots. Police followed the driver to Vallejo, where officers punctured the suspect's tires with a spike strip. It ended with an exchange of gunfire at a shopping center called Fairgrounds Plaza. The injured suspect is expected to survive. No officers were hurt.
So Mirise, a new sobering center, opens in San Francisco. It's all part of an effort to address the growing overdose crisis. So Mirise is a center where people under the influence of opioids and other substances will be able to stay temporarily to ride out highs and get connected to treatment. This is in San Francisco, south of Market District. There are 20 beds where people can stay for between 4 and 12 hours longer if necessary.
We have lots of drug crisis on the street, and it's safer to come inside to a facility like this than to be on the street.
The Soma Rise opening comes just ahead of the closing of the Tenderloin Center, which will shut its doors in December.
Hope, love, pride. Presented by Waymo.
Thousands of people took to the streets of San Francisco for the first in-person Pride parade in 2 years. The crowds were out early to get a good spot and soak in the atmosphere that's been missing since 2019.
KPX5's Lauren Toms caught up with people along that exciting parade route.
Back and as fun as ever, making its return to Market Street after a two-year hiatus due to the pandemic. Thousands of people from across the country lined up and marched, all to celebrate love, hope, and pride.
Dancing, singing, cheering. These were the sounds of Pride 2022.
Pride means being able to be your authentic self and be who you are and not be ashamed of it.
The celebration of Pride was on full display Sunday as people and puppies from all walks of life took to the streets of San Francisco, offering messages of love, support, and free mom hugs.
I've been told by a lot of people who have given me the hugs that their own mothers won't hug them, which I just think is horrifying. I can't even imagine. When my girls came out, I was like, you're still the same person. You're not any different.
While this festival of equality and love took center stage, it came just days after the Supreme Court voted to overturn Roe versus Wade.
A lot of things are changing and they're not good, so we're here to support and have fun.
Many took the platform of hope to also protest the controversial ruling that now restricts abortion access.
This is our future. Like, whatever happens now, it's going to affect us and like millions of other Americans. And I think, you know, getting out here today and, you know, hopefully for the rest of our lives will only bring change.
Despite demands for change and progress, hundreds of Bay Area organizations chose to celebrate Pride, including local first responders.
Happy to be here and represent for Oakland Police.
And thousands more danced their way down Market Street, all in the name of Pride.
It doesn't matter what color, what sexuality, what gender you are. You're you, and you should be you.
In San Francisco, I'm Lauren Toms, KPIX 5.